We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk sights, scopes, and green dots.
Yeah.
This segment. It's brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
The brown and purple people eater.
Yeah.
I was thinking green dots, thinking about the old bikini song, thinking about really old rock and roll. But,
right.
Brown and purple people eater came to mind first. But anyways,
that's a good one.
This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Tri-County Roofing. Tim and his whole crew are just outstanding. Again, we got some rough weather this week, and that pouring down rain on Thursday night into Friday morning. I was so happy that they redid my roof this winter.
Some pretty strong wind, too.
Yeah, we had a lot of leaves in our yard this on that morning, you know, so on Friday morning.
Listen, these guys don't go out. They're not storm chasers.
No.
They aren't going to show up in your driveway. Hey,
they're already booked.
They're booked. but
schedule.
Call them.
Yeah.
Because they'll take care of you. They're not going to, hey, we're in the neighborhood and we're doing roof repair.
Yep.
We can fit you in right now. We got a truck in the neighborhood. They don't do that sort of stuff.
Nope.
They're legit roofing contractors. They do fantastic work, and especially commercial.
I kind of call those people carpetbaggers. You know? That's what I feel like. And
there are people like that.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
And they're not that way. So Tri-County Roofing has been around since 1971. You can reach them at 810-732-7740. Again, 810-732-7740. And of course, you can always link to them right on our website, thegss.com. You'll click on theirs, take you right to their website, which is tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. And you'll be glad you did. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show, and they will hook you up. All right.
They cover the listening area.
I'm just telling you, they're just good people.
Yeah, no, they certainly are. Yep. But where, you know, if you're in Attica or if you're in Lapeer, you're north of Lapeer, wherever you are, they'll come.
They'll make it happen. Yep.
Now they don't do repairs for residential roofs. They do repair not a lot.
Yep.
So they do repair commercial, but they'll do residential roofing. They do commercial roofing, and they know their stuff. They are busy, so get on the schedule for sure.
Yeah, very fair and honest. So you'll be glad to have them on board if you get them there. So, I've been going over some of these same items that we're talking about in this segment with him.
Okay.
We're outfitting some guns with some scopes for him, too.
So that's why he's on this segment.
It's a tie-in.
Gotcha.
All right?
All right.
I've been doing a lot of scope swapping, okay?
Okay.
Finding a little love for this scope on that gun, a little love for that gun with this scope. And going back and forth. And then I went on this buying spree like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I just started ordering scopes. All of a sudden, everybody had scopes on sale. Mary's like, how many scopes did you buy this month? And I said, well, you know, it's not the, I'll sell a few, okay, honey? Not these.
Yeah.
I'll sell some of my older ones.
And I
did.
Yeah.
I did. I knew I had that gun show coming up last weekend.
Yeah.
I got rid of a few scopes.
Well, let me ask you. You've got a few firearms.
Yes.
Do they all have scopes on them?
Darn near. Only the shotguns don't.
Well, then I would say you still need scopes.
You're exactly right. I'm always in need, and
if you have guns
shopping,
without scopes,
and you know you find, you know, it's kind of like when you get that burger that you just love, and I got to go back and get that burger.
Sure.
You know how it is with your Thai food.
Oh yeah,
you know Dan used to love Thai food, and
we still had it
every time we go out, or pizza with bacon
hot
and
pepper Thai.
What did you get on your bacon?
Pepperoni and bacon.
Pepperoni bacon. I wanted steak and onions. He wanted pepperoni bacon. That's the way it worked out.
So, John, what do you want on your pizza? Jenny said, we just had that steak and onion pizza. It was so good.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah, we'll take the bacon and pepperoni. Well, we tried it next time we were there.
I felt like the little kid that just got told there's no Santa. You know? It's like, what do you mean there's no Santa? There's a Santa Claus.
So. Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was.
But we've
been laughing about it for 10 years.
We have. It's probably been longer than that.
It is.
So, but the steak and onion up at Roma's, that's mighty good stuff.
Oh, it's good pizza.
Yeah.
Good pizza. There's some good pizzas out there, just like there's some good scopes out there. So, I'm going to
nice
go through
bringing
kind of
it back around.
I got to get.
Just
I
like
gotta,
a professional.
I got to steer the boat, buddy. I got to steer the boat. Get back going upstream.
Okay.
So I've been fixing, adjusting, making more comfortable. What I'm trying to do is, because I'm getting older and I've got this thing where I'm not as comfortable as I used to be shooting, I got to make the guns fit me better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm adjusting the height of the scopes. I'm adjusting the eye relief. I don't want to end up like our buddy Joe Dirt with stitches above his eye. So I haven't mentioned Joe Dirt in a long time.
It's been a while.
He needs to be talked about.
You know, he's probably feeling left out.
I actually called him when the tornado warnings hit the other night.
Out in his area.
Because the one was heading right towards him. I watched it on radar, and I said, that's going right to Joe's house.
Uh-oh.
And I called him. He didn't answer, but he texted me back. He says, I'm in the basement. What do you want? I said, good. I was just making sure
you're making sure you were down there, yeah.
I hope you brought your guns with you. He goes, well, my kids are down here. I said, well, just like, I said, if you're at my house, you could be reloading bullets. But anyway, so anyways, changing scope mounts and stuff. I have really, really been busy, and it's all good. Like I'm taking this, my son Jake keeps buying me Ruger 10/22s, and I got a few that don't have scopes on them. I'm like, well, that's like a,
darn
that's
him.
Like, that's blasphemy.
Oh, geez.
So I got new scope mounts. I got new scopes. I'm trying out a few. And it's turning out pretty cool. I'm trying out these Viridian 3-12 power by 50mm lens. I do some real serious squirrel hunting, and the squirrels where I hunt are tough to find, and my eyes aren't that good, so I need them good scopes. A 12 power scope is overkill for squirrels. I know it, but that 50mm objective lens brings in a ton of light. So when you're in the woods and it's getting dark and you're looking up into those treetops and the squirrels are just starting to move, that's when you can get them.
Mm-hmm.
Or first thing in the morning, and that dusk, that morning twilight is right when it becomes legal to shoot, that's when it begins. But having that 50mm lens brings in a lot of light, so it makes everything brighter in your scope.
Viridian.
This is the Viridian is the brand name.
Sounds like a planet from the Star Wars universe.
Well, I've been looking planet at these things for years. I've had a couple, and I've sold them. And, you know, because I try stuff out all the time, see how it is. So this time, I went ahead and I just bought two identical scopes.
Was it the first time you had one of these, this brand of scope?
No, I've had this brand of scope before.
Okay.
And I was impressed with it. Some of them aren't very expensive. Most are under $300. Well, a lot of them are under $100. And I found some on clearance. So I ordered a couple, and already have scope mounts on them and everything. So, so I got these things in. It's called the Eon line, E-O-N, Eon. So they're going to be my squirrel hunting guns. But then I've done a little bit of research, and I've got this, talk about blasphemy. This sounds terrible. I want to shoot as accurately as I can with my guns. So I try to put good sights on them and good scopes. Well, I have this 30 carbine, which is like what Audie Murphy used, you know, in World War II, and very big popular gun in the Asian campaigns. It was even used in Vietnam as well, but Korea and all over the place, and in Germany it was used everywhere. But millions of them. Well, a company called Universal put them out for years. You could buy them at JCPenney. You could buy them at Sears and Roebuck. Nice guns, still made on those good platforms. Not tremendously expensive guns, nor do they hold their value great, but they're fun shooters. Mm-hmm. So it's just like having, you know, that good old Chevy Caprice that you want to hop in and go to the store in. And, you know, if somebody opens their door and hits it, it's not the end of the world, you know, but it's a good car. So same way with these guns. They're good guns. They're not $1,500 guns, they're $500 guns. So, but in 30 carbine is so much fun to shoot. And the way I got this gun, it had a 4-power scope on it. It was awkward. So I took the scope off it, and I had this really nice mount on there, a B-square mount. And I decided that I was going to go different. I was going to put a Williams LRS sight on it, which is a elliptical sight. It's called a reflex sight. But Williams makes it in-house. It's really cool. We couldn't get one to fit on it right, on that mount. So they just... they have specific mounts that they have to have for them. We couldn't get one to work, and I didn't want to jury rig it in any way, shape, or form. So we went looking at. I said, "Let's go look at Viridians," and we went down. And we picked out a nice Viridian. It's the it's a reflex sight. It's a green dot. That's why I said green dots.
Mm-hmm.
3 minute of angle, MOA, 3 MOA. It's an auto off, so it shuts off automatically. It doesn't wear your battery down. Instant on, just one touch of the button and boom, it's on. 10 brightness settings, two of which are for night vision. So they're super light, but you can see them in a night vision sight if you have night vision goggles on. And on a 30 carbine, it's a really nice gun for, say, close work and a very good home defense gun. So it's got a 30,000 hour battery life. So it doesn't take much energy to run these. And I like the green better than the red. I've got green on one of my Glocks, and I really like the green sights better than the red sights. They just, to me, they're easier to see. And it's got a 7-year warranty, and they got them available right there at Williams Gun Sight. So I was real happy with it. Price was right. And I'm putting that on that 30 carbine now, and I can't wait to get out and shoot it. So got a lot of guns to go shoot here pretty quick. And then I've been working on some of the bigger ones. I bought a Leopold and bought a couple Burris scopes, and we've been putting them on some of my 30 calibers. I'm upgrading everything, and now I got to get to the range. I've got a range bag ready to go for 308s that is just full ammunition, and it's like I just got to go and camp out for the day looking for kind of a mild temperature day. Don't want to get too sweaty on the guns. Mm-hmm. Just want to make it work, and really looking forward to it. And hopefully those days are coming up. And every day's a gift, so I'll take them as I get them. But and Vortexes. Jeez, I forgot. I bought a couple Vortexes too. I really bought a lot of scopes. So I've been getting evil eye from the wife, especially when the credit card bills come in. You know?
Oh, geez.
How are you going to pay for this, John? And it's like, well, honey, I'll do the dishes and laundry. Does that help?
Oh, yeah.
So last year I updated my primary deer rifle to a, which is a AR-15, but it's a 450 Bushmaster AR. And I've got it set up. I'm shooting mild loads in it. I'm loading about 10% reduced load with a 250 grain bullet. It's very comfortable to shoot. Doesn't kick too hard. Looking forward to suppressing it. And the recoil is just wonderful. It's very comfortable to shoot. And I'm going to tell you, by making that correction, instead of going full blast and making it shoot as powerful as it possibly can, I know, you know, back to Clint Eastwood, a man's got to know his limitations. And I realize that, you know, I really don't want to go chase a deer for 500 yards. I want to kill them quickly and efficiently. And this past year, I proved it. I did. It worked out really good. I got 2 deer in 1.5 seconds. And literally, it didn't take 2 seconds to kill 2 deer with that gun at 100 yards. I'd put a very easy, very bright scope, a Leopold 3-9 Vari-X Freedom, with the Huntplex in it, which is very easy to see in especially at dusk. And I was filling doe tags, and I had a couple of big does come out at 100 yards, and it was just boom, boom, and it was done. And I was like, wow, couldn't have done that with a single shot. Couldn't have done it with a bow. Couldn't have done it with my crossbow. And it would have been hard to rack a bolt action that fast to get both of them. Yeah. But with the semi-automatic AR-15, it worked out great. So the right choices make a difference in whether or not you're filling your freezer or not. And for me, just a great combo, that Vari-X Freedom with the Huntplex. Good scope, good price point, and under $300 for a scope and mounts. Can't beat that anywhere. So, hey, that's it for now. We got more to come.
We're
going to
take a break. We'll come on back with the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.